Then you gotta take another roll call and all that.
Yeah, we'll do a roll call. When you call.
Okay, for
we need to tell, we need to do roll call too back in.
Okay.
So sure. Yeah, it's okay.
Mr. Redmond?
Here.
Mr. O'Neill is absent. Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane is absent. Mayor Nolan?
Here.
Now, for the members of the public, this is not a discussion that the public's going to participate in. The governing body and the mayor will take action, but they need to have a dialogue with Mr. McKenna's client as to some timelines. What the mayor and council are inclined to do is to hold the business owner's feet to the fire and put a very tight time constraints on certain targeted events from happening. We're considering, assuming the votes fall that way, to carrying the action of the termination of the license to the September 19th council meeting, with the right to have a special meeting at any time between now and then if these timelines aren't met. In addition, the mayor and council reserve the right that if the road is unsafe, if the condition is unsafe or deteriorates between now and then, they reserve the right to take whatever emergency action they deem necessary to protect the borough residents and the health, safety, and welfare of the borough. And what we need to do is have a real timeline with real targets, with real events that are going to be monitored carefully by the borough professionals and reported to the mayor and council. And if there's a deviation from that, there may be action taken before September 19th, obviously unnoticed to the public again. Mm-hmm. So the first step was going to be, as was testified by the business owner, was that the bulkhead was going to be removed from the site, and he mentioned a 50-foot section. Do we know what 50-foot section is going to be removed?
Yeah, we plan on starting at the eastern end of the section by the recreation place.
Is that is do you have slip numbers that's adjacent to
it? It's there. Is
so is that 51?
I don't.
Are you doing the entire bulkhead or just the portions?
We're doing it from Recreation Place all the way back.
Do you want to take
from Recreation to Marina?
Hey,
we're doing or where it's collapsed.
Just no, collapsed. We're doing from Recreation Place where it's collapsed to the western end of the green.
Okay, so down to the Marina.
All right, just to clarify, Fred, it's not collapsed at the edge parallel to who's that? Cheerful. That corner, is that where you're going to start? You're going to start where it's already collapsed?
We're going to stop where it's already collapsed.
Okay.
By the way, we talked about 50 feet being, kind of a big hole. The hole's already way bigger than 50 feet. So we're going to start at the intersection of Recreation Place where the drain is and work back towards Cheerful Place. We're going to, you have to go through the whole thing.
So, okay.
And this was all discussed with Mr.
Blessed, so I need to get that down.
So it's going to start at the bottom one, 27?
27 to 30.
Okay, so slips 27 to 34 at a minimum. You may do more than that, but that's the minimum.
Yeah, can I see what your... So we don't have a misunderstanding? That's correct.
So 27 to 34.
We're actually probably going to go to 26 or 25, but yes, 27 to 34.
All right, and that's going to commence. Section. That will commence the actual removal. When will that commence?
Oh, within a day or two. As soon as we can.
So by.
No, we put by Monday. So okay, by Monday.
And we are saying that has to be completed, the removal of that bulkhead section, by August 23rd, which is 2 weeks from tomorrow.
That's certainly reasonable.
You can live with that?
Yeah. Would you prefer I give you, rather than extemporaneous like this, give you and consult with the crew that's
we
doing
can't.
It?
We can't. It has to be, we're acting tonight, so
okay.
Unfortunately we can't.
So I agree with that.
Then the next step would be driving replacement piles in that same area. And the council thought another 14 days from the 23rd, which would be September 6th, to have that completed. So that's a month from now.
It, plans should be reasonable. I feel more comfortable actually having the guys that are doing the work agreeing to this as well.
Well, that probably should have been done before tonight. Unfortunately, they're going to vote tonight on something, so it's...
Yeah, but in fairness, Sal, we didn't know that you were going to ask us.
Right, you didn't ask
schedule. You have to do it by this day. You know what, frankly, I'm...
But I think that's his profession. Isn't that what he does for a living?
Who?
You.
No.
You don't do bulkheads.
No, he owns the marina.
That's what I thought. All right, well, then they can... If you're uncomfortable with the timeline, then the mayor and council may just vote to pull the mercantile license. Because I don't know what you do in between.
Well, let me tell you this.
I'm not uncomfortable with the timeline. I'm uncomfortable sitting here giving you timelines to commitments to things that I really should consult with. Right.
So if he can't, so you can, if you want to establish a timeline tonight that he's not going to agree to, you can, or you can.
Let's finish the timeline. Let him. He so far has agreed to the first two.
I have not disagreed.
But Mr. McKenna wants to say as his representative.
You are going to carry this to the September 16th council meeting, was it?
I think it's the 19th.
19th. Okay. So why don't we do this? Why don't we try to come up with things that we know we can do by then? So, for example, the removal of the bulkhead and the replacement tiles, I think we can comfortably agree to, certainly by that council.
The concern is that, as expressed earlier, is that they want interim steps to take place, because if we give you an end date, their concern is everything's going to happen at the end date. They want things to happen between now.
Oh, I understand that.
So there's why we're trying to establish interim targets.
I'm talking about having all this stuff done within 30 days.
We understand.
So I mean, I understand where you're coming from. I want to give it to you, but I don't want to. What I don't want to do, very frankly, is say, okay, great. Brett thinks it's reasonable. Sounds good to me. And then we sit down tomorrow with our contractor who says, wait a second, why did you agree to that? I can do A, B, and C, but I can't do D and E within that time frame. That's my only concern.
Right. Well, if you're going to do the section with the 30 days, obviously you have to pull the bulkhead out.
And put in the replacement.
And you're not going to do that on the 29th day?
No, obviously.
So when would you do, we say 14
days.
No,
because we're going to have the replacement piles in by the 29th day.
All right, so but we said 14 days to get the bulkhead out.
We agreed.
Okay, and the next was another 14 days to get the piles in. That's 28 days from now.
Okay.
So that's your 30 days. That's where we stop.
Okay.
So we're okay.
That's
so
that's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens next, so somebody's got to help. After that,
you have to put the whalers. You have to put the whalers, and then you at
once
some
the whales are established, and we go to a three whale system. Then we drive the sheets behind the whales,
so
guide them, and the last thing is we tie
it. Is it fair to say at this point by day 41, which is that meeting, all right, there will be sheets driven?
If it isn't, I will be very upset and disappointed.
All right. So at this point, that's a fair timeline. We don't know how many sheets are driven.
Just to the first 50 feet?
Well, yes.
Because then, how many feet are we doing? I'm sorry, Fred. Total, do you know?
About 300.
Okay, because that's 7 months.
Yeah, so are you going to do 50 feet but, every
to
month?
Be fair, I don't want to miss
one. No, you're absolutely right. We were upset at 90 days, but at this timeline that we are driving at, we're doing 60 feet in the first 42 days.
We'll agree to do that.
I understand it's easy.
We should do much more than that. But,
right.
I mean, it doesn't serve our purpose to delay this one iota. It doesn't serve my purpose to tie all your time up and my time and Mr. McKenna's.
None of us are served by we're sitting here, but we are sitting here.
All right.
The concern, I think, is that if you're doing this incremental time, how do you get 300 feet done in 60 days?
Well, he doesn't have to pull that all the rest of the bulkhead, right? Yeah, we do have to
close.
Okay.
Would you wanting us to agree to do that first 50 feet by whatever the
September 19th? They actually would like you to do half the job within 30 days, because you said you'd 60 to 90 the most to do the entire job.
We can't do half in 30 days. No. I can't commit to that yet.
But how could you do a whole job?
First of all, some things precede others. So depending on what you and this is not Clinton, but half of driving the piles in some cases and making sure they're plumb and attaching the whalers takes a lot more time than it does to drive the sheets, or vice versa, depending on what kind of rubble is in. so that to say, you know, you can do this much and this much and this much.
So
what is it that's going to make you comfortable? What assurance can I give you? We're going
to I'm always comfortable. We have to make these three gentlemen comfortable.
Okay, so that's where I'm at. I mean, Chris, what is it that you...
Can I suggest this? Before the next council meeting...
Next Wednesday.
I'm sorry. Okay. Before the September 19th
meeting. Sure.
We'll agree that whether your engineers do it or our engineers do it, we'll submit progress.
At this point, the September 19th is 41 days.
Correct.
All right, 41 days is very close to half of the 90. All right, will you have half of it done?
I certainly hope so.
All right.
It will go, Chris, that you understand this, of course. The first 30 feet is going to take the longest because we're going to discover problems there that we didn't anticipate. By the time we're halfway through it, it should go much faster in the second half of it. But we should be halfway done in those 41 days or whatever they are. You want me to commit to that? I'll commit to that.
Wait, is everything ordered ready to be shipped to you?
Yes, sir.
Everything's working on site right now. All the equipment.
Everything that we need is mustered on site. That's right.
And working.
The excavator is
the condition,
working.
All the equipment is working.
There was a problem with the excavator that had to be worked on today, namely the muffler was put on wrong, and when we started up over here, it all fell off, so that's going to be tacked.
So it's not working right now?
As of 5 or 6 o'clock, it was being worked on, and I don't know when they finished.
Okay, so when you came to the meeting, it wasn't finished. It wasn't working.
No, I wasn't advised that it was finished or not working.
So it wasn't.
All right. At this point,
it isn't working.
Let's pick a number. We've got 150 feet of bulkhead that will be substantially completed by 41 days.
What are you defining as substantially
completed? Sheeting down, not necessarily
sheeting
the top cap.
Which is the... basically the last step of it. I'll agree to that.
So that's
barring, obviously, any untoward major catastrophes of weather or anything else, which I can't control.
Well, the mayor and council will determine on that date of the 19th whether there was any justified delays.
Right. Yeah, we understand.
And the balance of the job done in 45 days, in 45 days more, which is what you said.
Right.
But you expect to beat that.
Our goal is to beat it.
Yeah.
But if I say
I'm sitting here trying to be reasonable about something I feel real angry about, that we're going to be unable to start the road repair until 90 days from now.
Well, first of all, the road, by the end of 90 days and the bulkhead's complete, that road should be drivable. Don't you agree?
No, not unless...
Why not? It will all have been filled in, it will all have been tamped down and everything else. I'm saying drive it.
Okay, well...
It won't be paved, maybe, but it might be.
So can I summarize? You're going to commence the work by the 13th, which is Monday. You're going to remove the bulkhead from slips 27 through 34 at a minimum by August 23rd, which is 14 days from tomorrow. You're going to... Drive replacement piles in that same area by September 6th. Mm-hmm. You're going to have the sheathing down by September 19th for one half of the total length of the bulkhead. So
right.
We're not giving you interim steps.
That's correct.
And then 45 days thereafter, after September 19th, you'll have the entire job. Is that accurate, gentlemen?
I think
does it add up to 90 days?
Yeah, I'm good.
It's actually 86.
Right. This is work. This is work actually performed, not mustering. This is work performed, right?
The mustering
is done.
Is done.
Right. Okay.
Like machines are working. No.
So when is our next deadline? 41 so days?
Monday to start. Bulkhead removed by August 23rd. Bulkhead in that area August 23rd. Driving replacement piles September 6th. Sheathing down by September 19th for half the bulk, the length of the bulkhead. And then 45 days thereafter to complete the balance of the job. As I indicated, this public hearing, assuming the council votes on it, well, we'll talk about that later, but they're going to, we'll make a formal announcement at the end of the meeting. We'll be carried to September 19th. They have the right to have a special meeting at any time before that to take action. They're not closing out the possibility of the termination or revocation of a mercantile license. We're deferring it to another meeting. They have the right to make emergency repairs to the road if it's determined any time between now and then that they're necessary. And then the timeline I just outlined.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Give us a copy of that timeline.
Well, so the resolution number, what's the resolution number?
R12-172.
Okay, so I'm going to read it now, and then we'll type it tomorrow. You'll get, Mr. McKenna will get a copy once it's done. It's going to be that the mayor and council have agreed to carry this hearing until September 19th at 7:30. Is that your normal meeting time?
7 o'clock.
7 p.m.
is the executive, and 8 o'clock is the public board.
Okay, so at 7 p.m., and they're reserving the right to take whatever actions are necessary that they deem appropriate as it relates to this topic, which is the termination or revocation of the mercantile license, that the mayor and council have the right to have a special meeting to accelerate that process if they determine that that's necessary any time between now and then on appropriate notice under the Open Public Meetings Act, that the mayor and council have the right to order a emergency repair of the road in this area if it's determined at any time between now and then that it's necessary to protect the health, safety, and welfare
of
the
borough.
Perform. Thank you.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
And then the business owner is going to commence the work on the site by August 13th. We'll remove the bulkhead between slips 27 and 34 by August 23rd. We'll drive the replacement piles in that same area by September 6th. We'll have the sheathing down by September 19th, which is the date of the hearing, for one half of the length of the bulkhead. And we'll complete the entire job within 45 days after September 19th.
Can we just add approximately 150 feet instead of half the length?
Half the length of the bulkhead, approximately 150 feet.
Right.
And that, I believe, encompasses everything that we've discussed. Any, if that's acceptable, Mayor and Council, we need a motion and a second.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Francie. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Now, for members of the public, this hearing will be carried to September 19th at 7 p.m. without any further notice to the public. If there's going to be an action taken by the governing body before that date, there will be the same notice that took place for this evening's meeting, and I believe that concludes tonight's hearing. Yes, so we need a motion to close.
I'll offer it.
I second.
Offered by Mayor Nolan, seconded by Mr. Redmond. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.